in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Glorious Tuesday. Magnificent Tuesday. Why? Because God make it. you're this here this morning. Why we can say? Because God make it. And in Genesis chapter 2, he says, and whatsoever he look. I love this. Hear me, Diane. He look at what he has done. And the Bible says, and God says, everything is good. And God says it is good. And then he really take pleasure in it. He says again, very good. So this day God made, it is good and it is very good. You know, the devil don't like us when we come on the year here and we declare that this Tuesday is a good day. Because why he want us to say, I don't know if today is going to be good. No, he doesn't mean when he made good. God made it good and he rested. If any bad thing comes in this day, it doesn't come from God. Mm-hmm. Let me disappoint every devil who bring thoughts into our mind that evil come in from God. No way. James back us up, Diane. Mm-hmm. James back us up. He says, all good things, all perfect gift cometh from above. Okay? Where there's no shadow of turning. Therefore, he didn't make the world good, the day good in Genesis, and then now 2022, he making it bad. No way. He said there's no shadow of turning. He made it good, it stayed, and that's it. The corruption, we bring it in. We bring that in. It's our own doing. By the way, go to Gideon, and we look in the, we look in Joseph chapter 6. I want to show you as we do it. God has already planned out my life and your life, and he wants it to advance. He planned out Gideon's life. He wants the children of Israel to prosper and be successful, but because they bring evil in their life. Go ahead, Diane.
You want to start at verse 10 or start at the beginning?
No, start at verse 10.
So we're in Judges chapter 6, verse 10. Also, I said to you, I am the Lord your God.
Yeah.
Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed
my
voice. So they brought on their own destruction. Why? Because of fear, because of blending in. And for 7 years, they were impoverished.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that they did evil in the sight of the Lord. And when we look into verse 10, we see that the evil was being in fear, not standing their ground. Their ground was continually producing, but the destroyer came to take it. Their ground was producing. We got to get it, because God has called our life to be a life of productivity, to produce. But the enemy continually encroached upon their space and came and took their harvest. The destroyer came for what they had. The destroyer comes for what we have. If the destroyer is coming for you, you have something that is valuable. They had something of such great value that it was able to sustain the enemy for 7 years. Not just one person or two people or one village, a whole region upon region, they were coming for it and they were getting it. So they were producing, we got to get it, they were producing, but they weren't able to hold, they weren't able to maintain what they had. It was continually leaving. Why was it leaving them? Because of fear.
Fear. So they fear take us away from the plans and purposes of God and put us on another track. The right track, wrong track. There's only two tracks, my friend. Right track, wrong track. Right track is God's track. Wrong track is the enemy. And so Gideon was on the wrong track. And God tell him, why? Because you disobey what I say. you disobey to walk in what I say. So today, whatever we're facing, where evil lurk in our life and cause us a lot of pain, it's not God trying to test us. You know, mm-hmm. that people say, okay, God is teaching you a lesson. God doesn't bring pain to teach us no lesson. Why would he do that? I got my kids. I don't bring pain to teach them a lesson. No way I'm going to. My kids are enjoying their life, and I'm going to bring pain to teach them a lesson. That doesn't seem right to me. God wants me to have life and have it what? More abundantly. So when I fall into mess, God doesn't put the mess for me to fall in so I can know. No way. I choose it. Let me say this morning. Yeah. The pain that we feel out there, check it out, is some act of disobedience. I know it very well growing up as a kid. The pain I feel was my mom, was my dad. It was act of disobedience. That tells me what to do, and I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. God tells us what to do, and when we don't do it, then we fall in pain. And that's why up here in verse 10, that's why I love verse 10. Also, I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You know that. Do not fear. Why are you fearing the gods of the Amorites? Now, there's a difference. Right track, wrong track. That's what I see there. I am the God. I'm your God. So how come you're fearing? You're not the God of the Amorites. So you shouldn't have no fear. Look at that, Diane.
Yeah.
He says, I'm the God. I'm your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites. They're nothing in whose land you dwell. But you have not obeyed my voice. Mm-hmm. Think about it. When we fail to not heed what God says. And no, God said that in verse 30. Because verse 13 is saw us. Gideon is represent us, man.
Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
Mm-hmm. So, which is so wrong. And that's how we always, what he just says here is so us. When we fall into all this mess, we want to put it on God. That's we. Am I talking to someone out there this morning? We want to put it all on God. Mm-hmm. Gideon says, okay, if God, where are you? Where is this mighty act? Where is all this power? Where is the miracle? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not mighty. Because I've not seen it. I've not experienced anything. So hear what he says here. He failed to understand that the reason why he hasn't seen it, because he failed to obey the voice of God. Mm-hmm. He failed. But God didn't see him as a failure. God see him as a mighty man. That's why he says, oh, mighty man of what? Valor. God doesn't see us as a failure. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. In spite of all my mess this morning, and this Tuesday morning, in spite of all my mess up, my misstep, my disobedience, God is saying, he still sees me as a mighty man. Then he still sees you as a mighty woman. He sees you that way. And he wants us to see ourselves the way he sees us. Okay? God wants you this morning to see yourself the way he sees you. Because when God look at us, he see us right. When we look at we see us wrong. That's it.
And that's exactly what he told him in verse 14. Then the Lord God turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? So all last week we were talking about Moses being sent. He was being sent into Egypt to deliver the children of Israel. So now here we have Gideon. He's being sent. He's like, hey, have I not sent you to do this task? So what is the task that needs to be done? He needs to operate in courage. He needs to operate in strength, to come out from the place of fear, to come out from the place of low self-esteem and self-limitation. Because Gideon goes on, his response, he's like, look, my clan is the weakest of the community, and I'm the weakest of my clan. And he continues, he goes back and forth, just like Moses did in Exodus. And him and God, Gideon and God, they go back and forth. And Gideon wants continued reassurance. God continues to give him the reassurance, and they go back and forth together. They go back and forth. That's the part we miss. Together, they go back and forth. Together, Gideon increases in courage. He increases in strength together with God. So when he actually goes before the people, his courage has already been built up in the presence of God, because this was not God's best for them. God's best was not for Gideon to be hiding in a wine press, threshing the last little bit of his wheat. It was him who made the hiding place. It was the people who decided to make the dens, to make the strongholds, because they chose to operate in fear instead of boldly standing their ground, maintaining what was theirs, and moving forward in what God had for them. They got complacent, because at the end of Judges chapter 5, the very last line says, so the land had rest for 40 years. So in the midst of the rest, they became complacent, and they lost their ability to move and to do, to advance. We serve a living God. We serve a God of advancement. So over a period of time, 40 years, the land was in rest, and they just started living off of what they heard God used to do instead of operating in who God is each and every day, the newness of him. So when Gideon's giving this rebuttal to hear to God in verse 13, and he's like, why has all this happened? Where's all the miracles that our fathers told us about? They weren't doing anything. They were living in the convenient place. They were operating in a place of contentment. They felt like everything was all right because it had been at rest for such a period of time. But God was stirring them. We have to get uncomfortable with our situation in order to go to the next level. If we're not uncomfortable in our situation, we're going to stay in our situation. So when things become uncomfortable, that's to push you out into your place of elevation. So don't just give the devil credit all day. Oh, the devil's coming against me. The devil's coming against you. No, there's a rumbling and a shaking because God is moving you into the next level of advancement. That eruption that has taken place is to catapult you into your next level. So we can't turn our attention to the devil. Oh, look what the devil's doing. He's making it hard on my job. He's making it hard in this situation. He's making it hard there. Let's not give the devil all of the attention. Let's know that we are serving a living God. We are serving a God of advancement who moves us from glory to glory, a God of up, up, and up, not up and down, but up, up, and up. So God is calling us to the next level. 2022 is our year of advancement. We are confident in the prophetic word that was released to Celebration Tabernacle through Pastor Beckford. We are confident in that word. 2022 is our year of advancement. So our next question unto God is, what must I do to advance? What is my entry point of advancement? Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.
You're listening to WMIE,